This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello, good morning. I am Ifeyemi Andrew. 8 minutes now past eight. Beautiful Monday morning. I'm excited. I'm happy. It's a new week, new opportunities. And well, if you're not up and about, I think you should consider doing that. Consider doing that, really. Today, on the Morning Crossfire, we're having an interesting conversation. We all know how the fight against illegal oil refining activity has been in the past couple of months in Rivers State. Various local government chairmen have been involved, security agents. One in particular that we have spoken with often and on is the civilian JTF. They've been doing the best that they can as well to contribute their own quota in addressing this problem of illegal refining, which is contributing largely to the suit issue we have in Rivers State. Many say the suit is still on, still high. I mean, this morning I was looking out and you could see how, I don't know what color I would describe the sky with. I don't know what color, really. But it's not what we used to know, which would be like the normal sky blue and beautiful morning air that you would breathe. Many say all of that have been polluted and now you touch the surfaces in your houses, black particles everywhere. And the health implications of this, huge problem. But since the fight against illegal oil refining, what we call oil fire, started, some say it was political, others say the momentum would not last for long, and gradually many are saying, why are we not hearing anything about this anymore? Last time, the governor gave out cash support to some local government chairmen who have been doing a great job with tackling that problem. But today, I have with me in the studio General Nwachukwu Adah, National Coordinator of Civilian Joint Task Force in Nigeria, is the commander at South, South and South East. Hello, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
So he's here with me in the studio, and our conversation largely is focused on the fight against illegal oil refining. How far it has come, what they are up to. They've been doing a lot. I mean, I've been speaking with them over the phone for quite a while, talking about operations that they had around the Orashi region. I think one time we spoke, you were telling me about the Orashi River area where you apprehended some people and then even handed some people to the police. How did that even go? I was meaning to ask you to give us an update on that. The people that were caught and handed over to the police. I know you complained that some of these people, you see them on the road the next day. Was that the situation in that particular case?
Yes, of course, it has been the order of the day, arresting and releasing. You know, it has been the most problem we have in the progress we should have in fighting illegal refineries. Thank God for the decision of the governor, because this thing has becoming a legal something where you see people carrying it all over the place. So for the people who arrested the last time, I think after your call, we have to follow that particular one up and even threaten them that we are going to come live on Wazobia to, you know. So I think they charged them to court and they remanded them in prison custody.
Okay, all right.
That very one.
So you don't know for that one, but that very one we followed up. Okay, all right. At least we hear that progress is made in those areas. But talk to us largely. We know that the Civilian Joint Task Force has been involved in trying to solve this problem. I mean, since the government gave that instruction and came out to say we need to put this to an end. How has the fight been so far? I also spoke with you and was asking about different areas, because you were mentioning to me some areas where the activities of illegal oil refiners are still very much on the high side, and some areas where you've not been able to go to do your job because of instructions that have not been given. Can you clarify on those to us and tell us more about those areas?
Well, first and foremost, this fight against illegal bunk activities, it's a fight on national economy sabotage. It means it's not just for the spoke, it's not just for the state or the local government, but the national. But the point is that We have gone deeply on this fight, very deeply on this fight, to an extent. We have the map. I visited almost 99% of the area where these things are sighted. But you can imagine the numbers and the positions of these things. There are so many that the ones we have destroyed so far is as if we are just beginning.
In what areas have you destroyed dump sites?
We have touched so many local government, but you know, we are not the committee that is formed by the governor himself. We are extended committee by the local governments where we operate, you know. But there are committees that make up this House of Rep. I think it's a House of Assembly. There are about 12 of them that is in this committee. There's one major committee where that supervise these areas. So I think we have visited about 9 local governments. We have touched one. I and my boys have touched up to 9 local governments. But
can we know which 9 local governments?
We have started mentioning.
If you can,
the major ones where we have the major activity, or where we have reduced from 100% to almost 80% to 90%, is our now baby Mandoni local government.
Okay.
We are working under Trace Guard Nigeria Limited. It has a contract with AGIP. So we have been fighting this to the level before the governor now gave that order. And immediately the governor gave the order, we doubled our effort. As I speak to you, in Oba Ibi Mandoni local government, bunkering is almost on zero level. But the problem we are having over there is that it's a boundary between Imo State and River State. And the Ebema Imo State over there is like they legalize it over there. So, and the boundary between Ebema and Mosteto is just like the same community but divided. So whatever happened in this community affects the other community. So the most bunker activity we are getting from there is done at Imo State. They sell it at River State, since there is no much bunker in Ebema River. There's Onega part of it. Then Ahoda is one place that we have done so much our best. The Amawosa area. There's a place they call Amawosa, where the governor destroyed those illegal structures on the way. As I talk to you, tankers, more than 30, 40 tankers load before now. But because of the intervention, as I speak to you, they are still lining up, but not as much as what they have been doing before. But they are still lining up, and every night, I mean on daily basis, you see bunker activities over there in Ahoda. So we have also done, we burnt Amawosa area, we did a lot of the arrested numerous of them, and I also equally reached the local government chairman to also see. I think what he told me that time is that he needed a more manpower to face them. Then Eche local government. Eche local government, I think there is a fresh illegal bunker activity over there. And they load in truck, Eche, right now. As I speak now in Eche, there's a fresh legal refinery that they are loading in truck. In fact, it's on daily basis.
Is the local government chairman, aware of this?
I don't know, but it is on, it's visible, it's on the truck. And one truck is coming and moving, I think everybody's aware. So I call on the local government chairman of Eche to look into that area of Eche, because Eche will have numerous. In fact, the activity is going on now, as I speak.
This information you say has not been relayed to him, so perhaps he's not aware that is happening in his local government.
I don't know. I think I've not communicated with him, but that is what is going on now. And I think it's the opportunity. If he's not aware, he should be aware now and look into it, because more than 10 trucks and all that goes off and on. I mean, on daily basis.
And your men, have you made arrests on that ground?
Yes, we have done. If we want to cop the arrest, we have done several arrests. There are things that I didn't want to make openly. You know, it's a lot of people, a lot of them that have been arrested under prescription, some of them too that want to use to catch up with these people because they're giving out valuable information and they were using them to track others. So there, you know, there are some things I wouldn't want to say because we're under investigation and we are still using them to make a move. It's not to be paraded, they're supposed to be paraded. But what we'll do is that when we arrest, we'll hand over to nearby security agency, which is the division or the area police. We'll mostly hand over to the police because it's the duty of the police to prosecute. But in our office, we'll have civil defense, but now we'll have some civil defense, we'll have army, we'll have people. So whenever we're moving, they're always with us.
Okay. So you stopped at HA and your local government?
Yeah, I say, you know, HA. Then in LL area, houses, there are also trucks moving in and out, in and out, in and out, but mainly from this Abua area. Abua area, Awoda area, there's one place called Oboro. That is where they have the major cooking point. When I mean cooking point, there's a local refinery where they cook it at Oboro. And those people load on daily basis. On daily basis, they used to use a jeep. This what they call it? Orobo. They call it Orobo, or the jeep. You will see it. Sometimes you see 10 of them line up. Moving jeep, you see them moving every day and night. In fact, as I'm talking to you, the level they are moving it to now is as if it becomes legal. And if these buyers, these are called buyers, these are not the manufacturers. The manufacturers are those ones in the bush, the ones cooking it. These buyers are the one that is encouraging them the most. Because when you cook and nobody buys, definitely, you will not cook more. You know, sometimes when we go to these bushes to scatter their plant, we see there's something they call receiver. Receiver is when they cook, it discharges to the receiver. So you will see the receiver feed up. That means there is no buyer. When you hear, you say they don't get buyer, that means they cook and keep. And without buyer, they cannot keep on cooking and cooking and cooking. And so it is the buyer that's making them to cook. Whenever they buy the product, they cook more.
All right. Some people have asked questions. I don't know if your men have gotten to those areas, like Okrika local government area is one area, local government. Many have said, allegedly, this activity is on a high. Has there been any report about such activities in those areas?
I think in Okrika, is a household place. A place where everybody know that bunker activities exist in Africa. Like I said, we are not the direct committee. We are not for anti-bunkering on the government house. So I think they have visited, I ran that the group have visited Africa, and they are working towards, you know, putting a stop to it. I think about last two weeks, I had something like that. They have visited those areas and they are making move to put a stop to it. I think that's my information I got.
All right, well said. The other time we also have various conversations on the job, the difficulty, because many people may not understand the risk involved in doing what you are doing. And one time you told me about you even being shot in the process of doing your job. How do you handle this? Do you have that confrontation every other time? Are these boys armed, people who do this business? Because some locals will say it's difficult, especially when traditional rulers have been asked to also ensure that they try to stop these things in their domain. And they say it's difficult to do that because these boys are armed. You want to clarify that for us? Are they armed or not?
They are always armed. You can't do bunkery. See, let me tell you, one of the fear in this illegal oil bunkery some of these boys, when they make this money, quick money, they purchase arms. You know, these places where they are doing this business of illegal refinery, some of them are forests, and some of them are across the river, so they believe they need arms to protect themselves. So some of them purchase a lot of arms. Civilian JTF as a body, we're used to that. We are used to this confrontations and all that. We are prepared for them. You know, we originated from Maiduguri, where where there's Borno State, where this thing is, this Boko Haram banditry and all that. So we have been battling with them, you know, and the battle is not an easy one. And sometimes it's like somebody going to Sabisa Forest to fight, you know. The issue of illegal refinery is a very serious one.
How involved would you say traditional rulers are?
So many times we have been attacked. So many times. You know why I'm saying it? I'm saying it emotionally because I know what we have went through. If I begin to mention things that we have went through. In fact, if I pity some security agencies because only the threat you get and confrontations you get, my brother, you know, won't go again. There are places they want to shoot to make sure to restrict you from the bush. They will see the lineup of army and civil defense coming. You will see firing. My brother, you will see firing in such a way that you will be surprised. You will say, where did this man get his arm? So illegal refinery fight is a war fight. And a fight that we have passed through so much. Any camp you go, any major camp you go, you expect something like bullets.
So in other words, since the fight started, if you were to make your assessment, would you say that there's been a decrease in activities of illegal oil
so much
refining?
Now. So much.
Okay.
So much.
Without that thought.
Even the blind man knows that, you know, whatever the governor said he want to do, that's one thing I love about him, not from UK, whatever he decides to do, he do it to his best. You know, he follow it up with the committees and with the whatever. They can even they involve the local government chairman, involve the traditional rulers. They involve. As I talk to you now, I think the reduction is clear, but we still need to touch those areas that I'm mentioning now.
All right, let's go on a short commercial break. When we return, lots of questions still to be asked, and we hope you give us the answers. And one of them this time would be accusations that members of the Civilian Joint Task Force are also part of this illegal oil business, and other security agents as well, part of the oil business, and how the involvement of those people, if they are, is affecting the fight. And also some people have fingered traditional rulers and in local government and politicians even to be part of these things will buy these products. So all of that will be a conversation when we return after this commercial. Remember, you can send your questions WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. We'll be right back.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Podhackers.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
The Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, still Nigeria Info. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. My guest is still very much with me here in the studio. He is General Nwachukwu Adah. Yes, and is the National Coordinator of Civilian Joint Task Force in Nigeria and Commander of South, South and Southeast. We're looking at the fight against illegal oil refining, what we call bullfire. The phone lines will be open now, so you can call if you have questions to ask. You have comments to make. I'm sure you do. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, 0817-923-0009. General Adah, you were talking about areas where these issues have been happening. You mentioned in the earlier conversation, Ichie, and a lot of other areas. But there's been accusations. Many have said the complicity of some of your men, the Civilian Joint Task Force. Many have also accused other security agencies, not just the Civilian Joint Task Force, of being part of this process, and that is why it's difficult to win the fight against illegal oil refining. What's your take on this?
Well, the issue of a fight against Oyo Bunkri is a serious one. And a lot of security agencies have played part. And I think you are not far from the truth. That is why these things have not been fully, you know, eradicated. To say that civilian joint task force is part of bomb creativity is a kind of, well, I say, we are used to fake rumors and fake information from the same bunkers. They will carry it off. It's just like when they say insects, you see your old boys, and then carry them for head. So you find out that, you know, you accuse people that is catching you on a daily basis, people that is prosecuting you, people, because there's a way we do. Immediately we arrest, we hand over immediately. Civilian joint task force, our activity is to arrest and hand over. So when we arrest you, without delay, we hand you over. And the civilian joint task force made a lot of mark, as you know, in fighting this illegal bunker activity. So accusing us is not, you know, when you are not the problem of people. So the real people that is working with them or that is supporting or encouraging this whole thing. Yeah. I think we are arrested even from government security agencies that have been prosecuted because of this illegal banner.
So you are saying,
I don't want to mention anybody, but I just want to say that civilian JTF can never and will never be part of anything that will dent the image of this state.
So you are only speaking for the civilian JTF,
but you
do not know of other security agencies.
No. I am not in position to speak for other security agencies.
But then you would say that some security agencies and their personnel are complicit in this whole matter.
All of it is not a new thing. It's not a news. And I thank God for the effort of the governor in forming this committee, because I know this committee is checkmating it and they are doing a lot of things. And I think with that is the fear on people now. So everybody is afraid because of the committee and the level the committee is going. I think with the pressure of the committee, anybody that is into bunkering, no matter where you belong to, the governor said 4 years in prison. I think that is where it should be. Anybody arrested will be sent straight to jail for 4 years. So I think any security agencies or whatsoever that is involved in bunkering is risking 4 years in prison.
All right, let's go to the phone lines and hear some of our callers this morning. Good morning, Nigeria Info. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
I greet you. Good morning, my brother.
Good morning to you. Go ahead.
Yeah. This is Engineer Lumba. What I want to say about this illegal bunker is, my position in this matter have been different from what other people are saying. This is to me. You see, government of Nigeria, they are the problem of this illegal bunker. You see that here we are now. If anybody has a good fuel and the affordable rate, I don't think that person will go and buy something that will destroy his vehicle. Or even have kerosene that are affordable rate. You can never one day go and buy something that will burn your house. The people that are telling us, government that are calling illegal refinery, illegal things, illegal that, they cannot refine fuel. And they are calling other people on illegal. I don't know where what make it illegal. You are the architect of the problem when you give the gap. And the people will come in there and then do whatever thing they want to do. And you are here telling us illegal refinery. When you know that they are incapable of even to empower the people, greediness and envy that are full Nigeria will never allow this. To empower the people, even legalize it so that the people can refine and give government some power. And they leave us here to suffer. Tell me what you are buying for now. How can anybody convince me that government will from here carry fuel, go to abroad, and carry it come back again and tell us to buy? This is nonsense, even as much as I'm concerned.
All right, thank you very much. Good morning, Nigeria Info. Sadly, we lost that call. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Go on.
On Friday, I got bad around Ibema and I saw a lot of bike men and transporting diesel. Policemen, there are so many police, even choosing army there to check, and they're collecting 500 naira from each bike man.
From which area? Where did you see this?
Igbima. Yes.
Okay.
Collecting 500 naira. And if you check, there's a path they are fencing at that axis where there is this police at the army checkpoint or joint task force. There are these big drums that the big drums that and what is it called, filling station people use in storing their fuel. They are inside there and they are sensing it. So what are those drums for? And what are those hyphens for?
All right, big question. What are those drums for? What are the high fences for? Nigeria Info, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
All right, go on.
I think this fight against illegal bunkers is a very serious one. But then again, the government should be able to do their own part. For years now, as we said, Mozilla Refinery will be deals. Why are they not strong into action? Meanwhile, we export with our own product, what we have here, and we import it from a higher cost. And you think people around this region will be stupid to see that a product here will be used for flimsy politics? It is wrong. Let us prevail on the federal government to do what they have said. Build Mozilla Refinery and let us know that our products go into the market, have them plenty for us to consume. It's not to be, there is a talent. If there is not a talent, people will not improvise. They're only improvising because there is a talent, there is a failure on the side of the government. Here's my take on this.
All right. Good morning, Nigeria Info. Good morning. On WhatsApp, this person says, good morning, Andrew. What he said about Egbema, Imo State, is very correct. I'm from there. Chiefs, women, girls, and even children are involved in it. The governor is not doing anything, maybe because he has interest. The person says he wants to be anonymous. So this one says, good morning. Before the civilian JTF came in Onega, the OSPAC had stopped the activity of illegal bunkering in that area. The only place bunkering is going on is in Agua, in Egbema. The flashpoint is River State. In River State is Elele Alimini to Rumekbe Okugbe Isaka. Mr. Wanchuku, the head of civilian JTF, is just saying the gospel truth. Well done, guys. Omoregi. This one says, okay. All right. Let's take one more call before we go on to continue the conversation. Good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning, John.
All right. Good morning to you. Go on.
My name is Henry. I'm calling from Omok. I must commend the commander. The commander is doing a great job in Onega. Onega is safe and secure. Onega is doing well in the time of country have reduced in Onega. The commander is stationed there. I would say good looking. I've done a great job. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you very much. We know that some local government chairmen, I know that perhaps the MO, I think one of them, the MO local government chairman, Dr. Chidi Lloyd, has been vocal about this. In fact, Iba community is one place where he even went as far as saying it's now time to go door to door because we have people store these things in their house. There's also the Abele community where there's been fire incidents, but then these people continue to engage in these activities despite.
Chidi Law and all my women local government, Vincent Jobu, they have been doing quite well.
And there's also the Kure local government chairman where Samuel Wanosiki said that they no longer have. The problem they have now is that people transport the product through those areas.
Samuel Wanosiki, in fact, he started it. He started it from his local government. He was the one that started it before that local government kickoff. Samuel Wanosiki, that Ishi, right? Mm-hmm. Ishi does not want to see anything bunkery. And I think he has done proper. I think Ishi, if there's any local government that have done so well, is it Chidi Lloyd? Is it Ishi? Is it Obi Man done in local government, Vision Job? Mm. These three people has, in fact, the Vision Job went to the camp across the water. A local government chairman chased with security agent while the firing was going on, the chairman was moving.
What about Abua Odua local government? Because we know that that's Daniel. If I'm not mistaken, Honorable Daniel, you're Daniel. There were also talks about him visiting camps and destroying properties in those areas. Have you or men recorded success?
A lot of success. But the most problem they have is that when you are destroying, these people are building more. When you destroy today, tomorrow they are laying more new refineries. It's as if they have decided to die doing the work. Imagine when you destroy it, refinery in a particular position today, 2-3 days, you see them building a new one. And you'll be shocked. Is it the same place to burn down? Is it the same place to be there? So that is another issue. Please, I really want to check on some of these comments that these people said, some of these comments. Well, the issue of blaming government, we understand. We all know the station of the government. We all know what you are passing through in this country, in Nigeria. But there are some crime that is against humanity, against ourselves. The way we are doing the refinery process or illegal refinery process is a serious one that is damaging we ourselves. If you watch, this thing is affecting a lot of kidney problems, a lot of issues. They come down to the areas where this illegal refinery is going on. Imagine where old men and old women who has farmed all their life and they live in this settlement, in these farmlands, these plantations and all that. And some of these boys discover maybe pipeline where they can do their illegal refinery there. They will chase these old men and our mothers and fathers out of the bush, take over that area, mess up the land in a way that these lands will not be fertile again. And some of these old men and old women, they chased out from those areas. I want you to think, we are young, we are youth. It is 90% of you that is doing this. You find out, you would have chased these old men and old women that depend on farmland all their life and take over this land, mess up this land, which in the next 15, 20 years, it will not be factor. How do you think that old men and old women will survive? Sometimes they beat them up. This crime is not just crime to humanity, crime to the federal government, crime, but it's also crime to ourselves. We're also doing it ourselves. So while we are trying to blame the government, yes, I am not here to defend anybody or the government. But the point is that we should do it in such a way that I don't see where, if you look around, I don't see where the much benefit, because the consequences and the disadvantage is almost higher than the advantage. That is why I see it.
Going back to the involvement of security personnel and the allegations against the Civilian Joint Task Force, you're smiling now, but then, is there an internal mechanism? Do you have an internal way of tackling this problem when you perhaps observe or notice or get evidence that any personnel is involved in such act? Is there some internal...
Like I just said, a lot of... not even government security agencies. We have done an extent, our own is to arrest, hand over to the police, and the police prosecute. A lot of security agencies, in every agencies, there's always in every group, like police, army, civilian GTF. Civilian GTF is meant to complement the effort of the government security agency. So in every security agency, there are bad acts. We know generally. So nobody, no department can say, we are totally out of it. But the point is that anyone caught, I wouldn't want to begin to accuse anybody, but anyone caught, the ones that has been caught, has necessarily been honestly, we've done a lot, and we don't start mentioning names of security agencies that got involved or the one that have been arrested and handed over and whatever. So I think there's a lot.
So what about all the difficulties you face in communities where you operate? Full support from traditional leaders, local government chairmen and all of that?
We are working under a limited company called Trace Guards. Trade Guard Nigeria Limited is a country against totally their war against illegal bunkering. That is what they call the motto of the gun, war against illegal bunkering. So their activities and their focus to fight illegal bunkering pipeline. No matter where the bunkering place, they don't care. They fight it, they go. So we get pay from the company, but I also get encouragement from the local government chairman. So we got, especially the Obibiman.
Well, what about traditional leaders?
No, I don't think we get any support from any traditional leaders. We even asked the governors, please, through the committees to look into and push more more heat to even the traditional ruler, the youth leaders, the CDCs, the all that, because they stand in better position to calm this thing, to make this thing work for us.
So they know them one
after the other, and they know this location.
Does that mean that you feel that the traditional leaders, youth leaders, CDC chairman are not doing enough to ensure that this fight against illegal oil finding is won?
I wouldn't say they are not doing enough. They are trying. If you want to talk of one traditional ruler that have done so well, you want to talk about Oba of Oba Land, he's doing very marvelously well. Wachuku Namobi, I think he's doing very, very, just a new king that nobody has been doing. Issue of Oyi Bunkeri, in fact, he has been doing marvelously well. He has become, he's following it up on daily basis. So, but I don't know of any other traditional rulers who has been pushing this, but this only has been visible. I mean, the Oba of Oba Land.
Because people have said, it's not possible for these things to happen in communities without traditional leaders aware or sometimes even being involved. And I don't know if you've had any cases of such where you got, you know, into that kind of situation where you now have traditional leaders or the boys now say, oh, this person sent me, that person
you
sent
know,
me.
These people you catch arrest every day, that is what will make a lot of enemies. As I speak to you, the kind of enemy I've made fighting Bunkeri is the highest enemy I've made in my life. All the crime fighting I've done, the fight to fought 215, 215, bring the amnesty and all that, I didn't get a kind of risk I got from fighting illegal bunkering. Even your neighbor, not your enemy. Can you imagine that? Mm. So, you know, these people, some of them are related to these families. And any of them you arrest, you say, you know, is it better to go and rob or to go and kidnap? You see this, some of these people calling. People that you never expected to call will call you and say, please release this, my child, my friend's speaking, his son, is my this. So you get a lot of calls like that. And sometimes these people threaten the traditional rulers to call on their behalf. They threaten. Sometimes we had a situation where they threaten that if the situation is not released, you will come after you. A lot of things, they go into a lot of ways. So when I want to blame, I don't want to lay direct blame because I know the heat and the kind of risk, even we that are doing this thing, honestly, only God knows what happened.
All right, let's see if we can take one more call before we wrap things up this morning. Hello, Nigeria Info. Almost that call as well. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Okay, yes, my name is Solution, and I'm calling you for Rumolo.
Ah, sadly, we lost that call. Good morning, Nigeria Info.
Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Yeah, go on. Go ahead.
So let me tell you, this case in your there, I know that the illegal bunker cannot stop in River State. Listen to me, on Saturday I travel. Sometimes I stop what I do to travel some areas. I travel to Kwanaka where there's not a pan.
Where in the Ikwerre local government area? Can you say that again, please?
This is a part at the Ikwerre local government. Which I want to tell you that the local government chairman is not doing anything. If he goes here and tires, he will cry. If they say that if I go to the river, I was standing like this, looking at them with my bike. I don't stand. Sometimes I travel to view for certain things. If he goes there, he will say, I thought that this is concrete things have stopped in the Ikwerre local government. He goes there and speaking to you. It's moving as if they go to the river and fetch water. The country cannot stop. That's what I want to tell you. Thank you. Let's go for our OKC.
All right. Hello. Good morning, Nigeria Info.
Hello. Good morning.
All right. Good morning to you. Go on.
Yeah, my name is Sumong Yang.
Go ahead.
I'm in Port Harcourt at the moment. I'm fortunate to follow with the discussion you have online now with the general, the JTF. I especially want to commend his effort in crime fighting. I want to thank him. He has done it a whole lot. He's a gentleman. He doesn't want to really open up to tell you what the CJT have actually faced and how it's taking the fight to the enemy. The enemy, the collective enemy of our people of Nigeria. Some persons want to make, you know, a few money in their pocket and then throwing every other thing into the air. The safety of and the future of upcoming generations to the air. And the CJTF is out to say what allowed that. I want to equally say that the state government will embrace these efforts. We're having we are setting up in Akwa Ibom, and the challenge is that no person wants to come in to help the people that have decided to come out to set themselves apart to fight criminality. Then we must adequately police Nigeria. CJTF is the answer, because CJTF membership is drawn from the indigents.
Are you a member of the CJTF?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, our membership is drawn from the community. You know the problems you're facing in your community. In your place, you know the people that are constituting nuisance. And you go to their houses and tell them, oh, Abeg, stop this thing, it's affecting us. We have a mandate, to ensure that this doesn't happen again. If you continue, we will go and tell the police and they'll come and arrest you. So I see no reason why CJTF should not be given the that support to fully and adequately do what it's meant to do. It is Nigeria's faith. A safe Nigeria is possible through the collective effort of every person, and CJTF provides the platform for that to happen.
All right, thank you very much, but we have to wrap things up here. We are already out of time. General Ada, let's get your final words. What would you be saying about this as we conclude?
Well, I would advise my brothers and my sister that are into bunkery to desist from it. Okay. I think it's not what is not illegal is what is not legal is not legal. What is illegal is what illegal. So it's not the only way, means of survival, and I will not be part of it. I will not encourage it. I will keep fighting it, you know, until the government decides if they want to legalize it. They can, if they want to, they know better way. But for to say that bunkery activities, some of them, when you call them, they will say, are these the only way of survival? We don't want to thief. But what is bunkery? What is illegal refinery? Is it not criminality? This is even crime against the national economy, that you are bringing the company. Two wrongs cannot make a right. And when we decide that who continue to do illegal or you bunkery because the government is bad or because the government cannot meet up into it, we are trying to show that we are still doing the same thing. Equally, the mistake that the government is making, we are equally making it. And at the end of the day, we all will end up becoming crime offenders.
Okay.
The government is a victim. We are
also victims. All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much, General Wachiguada. We're already out of time. National Coordinator of Civilian Joint Task Force here in Nigeria, Commander South, South and Southeast. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Thank you for your contribution. Stay tuned.